Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Backwards episode where we start with the ending theme.
Can we try one more time to play the opening theme song? But that's one of my favorite things that's ever happened. We'll talk about it more in a second, but if you guys can play the opening theme, then we'll proceed normally from there. I thought it was cute how they put the chairs like in a semicircle, like we're gonna pray or something. Because people write to me, people watch Getting Dug with High, and they're like, "Why don't you put the chairs in a semicircle so you guys are all looking at each other and stuff?" And it's like, well, because we're trying to do it for an audience that's sitting right in front of us, and then people watching at home. You don't want to watch us looking at each other, you know? We gotta face the music and look at the crowd. So you guys want to let me know what's up with that theme song? I think now they're not playing it because they don't want to interrupt my great story. Go. Baby rabbits, baby, baby, sticky seasons. They got the volume right just at the end there. For the last syllable of movies. It was really kind of nice sound in the house. You know, you throw a show at 4:20-ish in the afternoon, things like that happen. What am I going to do? I usually do my part right. I like to think that I do. I make mistakes. You'll hear from the corrections department today. Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. Alright, that was kind of singing. coming to you once again from Comedy on State Comedy Club above a bank in, or we're under a bank, in downtown Madison, Wisconsin! They always give me a lot of waters here, like they think I'm Robin Williams or something. I do not break a sweat doing what I'm doing. I'll just enjoy my cocktail. Here we go, guys. It's Sunday, August 3rd, 2014. Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph the Dog, Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Ami Ghost. That's not it. That's not the end of it. I just slowed down because I always, that's a hard one for me to remember. Ghost Worlds, End of Watchmen, Don't Leaving Las Vegas, Food Law, Jingle, All the Wayne's World. At 420. Let me see your name tags, you guys. Nick of Doug, I've seen before, right? You, what do you mean you don't know? You've been here before. Is it your first time? You just made it? Oh, okay. All right. I just look familiar. Settle down, you guys. Your font is too small for me. It's the big signs that I like. Or the strange monkey puppet in the front. It's a monkey puppet just with your name on a little sign around its neck. What's it say?
Olivia.
Olivia? Okay, good one. And what's this dog thing right here?
Trusted since 1908.
It's a picture of a dog? And what's your name?
Paul.
Paul? You wrote Paul on the bone. Above the dog. Has that dog been in a movie? I'm going to have to ask you to step to the back. What's that one that's lit up over there? I'm lit up myself, but what's... Huh?
Strange Brew?
Strange Brew? Oh, that's cool. Bob and Doug McKenzie? Okay, that might get picked because it's easy to spot over there. Another person's just holding up a candle. These candles in this low ceiling and being in the dark like this, it looks like I'm on the first part of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. With all the fireflies and shit. I got announcements and corrections and stuff, but thank you for bringing those name tags. Excellent work. Chicagoland, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So tonight, probably, if you're hearing this tomorrow, which will be Monday, I'll be at Zany's in Rosemont, O'Hara adjacent. I had a great time at the Traverse City Film Festival in Traverse City, Michigan, this last weekend. On Friday night, we did a Benson movie interruption of Roadhouse, and Michael Moore and Larry Charles, you know who Larry Charles is, the guy who directed Borat, and Jeff Tate, regular on the show, the four of us interrupted Roadhouse, and it was ridiculous, so much fun. We should just take that on tour, that the four of us interrupting that movie. But there's an auction that the Traverse City Film Festival is having to make a cool walk of fame sidewalk in front of the theater downtown where a lot of the movies are shown. If you go to tcff.org/auction, you can be on Doug Lowe's movies. It ends August 6th, and right now it's up to $1,250. And like, if you live here in Madison and you won, then the next time I came to Madison, you'd be up here as a guest. And, you know, so if you live in a city that I could come to and bring cool guests, then we'll do it there. But otherwise, you'd have to come to L.A. and, you know, the flight and hotel. That's on you. That's like at the end of the snooze ad when I had to say, causes mouth cancer. I like went into a Ron Funches giggle after saying that. Yeah, so it ends August 6th, so jump on that if it's your lifelong goal to be a guest on Doug Lowe's movies and you don't want to have to take the time and trouble to become sort of famous. Sort of famous is how I describe my typical guest.
let's talk about owner Tuchel, you guys, for a second. If you haven't listened to the Traverse City episode yet, I highly recommend it. If listening to me be irritated, it brings you joy. He's like Pete Holmes and TJ Miller without any of the comedy. But in owner's defense, he's a good dude and we became friends. I only met him in the green room before the taping. Like at film festivals, sometimes I just have to take a chance on, well, let's see if this guy's interesting. And I took a chance on that kid, Jesse, and he turned out to be fantastic. Yeah. So he'll be back for sure. Jeff Tate will be back. And I don't know about owner. You guys got to let me know on Twitter if I should give him another chance. Mark Wahlberg will be back for sure because I, you know, he can get through any lock. He's got skills. But yeah, so I had a good time with owner for the rest of the festival, and he feels bad about it. It was a combination of nerves and alcohol. The next morning, I was on a panel with him where he was polite and funny when it was his turn to speak, and yeah, it was amazing. You guys, you do not believe me. It was such an amazing transformation. From the corrections department, the James Franco movie where a dude takes a shit in the woods is called Child of God, not Son of God. I assume there is little to no shitting in Son of God. I haven't seen it. Pittsburgh, I'm coming next week to the improv stand-up on Saturday, Douglas Movies Sunday, both at 4:20. The prize bag is a beautiful tote from the Traverse City Film Festival. It's their 10th anniversary, their 10th one. So it says 10 on the side. When people come up to you and go, why is your bag say 10 on it? You could just say, because I'm perfect. whatever you said, sure, it was a great contribution. They give you this bag full of stuff when you go to a festival. It's a very nice thing that they do, but it's, you know, it's always cracks me up that, you know, I'm doing okay financially, and then they give me a bunch of free shit, and so I like to pay it forward. Like this framed picture of a building, I don't know what building it is. I have no idea what that is. I just know that I could make the light shine in your eyes. And that's always fun to do to people, especially when they're driving by on a highway. So there's that thing that they gave me that's nice, but, you know, there's a sticker that says Traverse City on it. There's a beautiful, and I stuffed a hotel towel inside of it, because that's my way of keeping it from breaking. Would that work? Let's throw it down and see what happens. No, in my bag, and I wrapped a T-shirt around it, but you guys don't need to know the secrets. But it's a beautiful little glass. It says 10 years of just great movies, the Traverse City Film Festival, which, by the way, I'm going to go to every year. And if you're thinking about going to a film festival, there's no more beautiful spot or festival that I've ever been to. It's really a delight. They gave me this lotion that I don't want. So I'm a man, and I'm just going to age properly. And then... This is kind of cool. This is like some balsamic. Be sure to listen to my food show, Dining with Doug and Karen. Balsamic vinegar, mango flavor from Frustini's. I'm glad that didn't break in my bag. Shit smells like mangoes for several weeks. Might not be bad. A copy of Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun. Also, when I was in... Thanks. When I was in Montreal, they gave me Dennis Miller and Morgan Murphy's CDs, so you guys can have those. I got a sticker that says, I heart you, but the heart is big clump of weed. I don't know where I got that from. Oh, there's two of them. Find a friend. There's a comic book called Tales of the World Famous Drive-Thru Bud, featuring Humboldt Honey. She looks awesome. And then a book that I'll tell you a little bit more about in a second. A lot of fun stuff in the prize bag. Couple more items. These three people are here in Madison. That's what I look for in a guest. No, they... no, I arranged for them to be in Madison and put all the pieces together. And I'm very excited to say, who's coming to the 8 o'clock stand-up show here tonight? A few of you. Thank you for double dipping on that. And if you're on the fence about it, I say go get a slice over at Ian's after this is over. And then come back and see these three people and myself all plying our stand-up comedy trade. Please give a big, warm welcome to Grant Lyon, Cameron Esposito, and DC Pearson. First-time guests often apologize to her in her show. Put your hands together. Cameron Esposito, you guys.
This is kind of a big coup, because I get to finally speak for myself and just say, go fuck yourself, Doug.
You're so polite when I come off stage.
I know.
It's been bottled up, and you flew all this way to yell at me. But it's not too bad, though, right? How far we go over?
Oh, no. It also is great because you made t-shirts with the name of my show on it.
I did. And you don't get any money from it.
You're right. I mean, you stole the title, but that being said, great promotion through Doug Benson's website. If you ever want free Doug Benson promotion, just have a show right after him.
Yeah, I'll apologize and then give you a mention. Yeah. Another first time first let me quickly say that Cameron brought something that I recognize. What's this that you have for the prize bag?
Yeah, that's a notebook on it that says comedy. We got it at the Just for Laughs Festival. I found out Doug also put his in the prize bag that was up there. I love it because it's the perfect thing to give a stand-up comic who doesn't want something that totally gives away their job on a plane, so you have to talk to fucking everybody.
Me? I'm a plumber.
I also love that it's blank. Like, that
what
is
you reading? Nothing. That'd be a fun burn to play on somebody. If you sit next to somebody, it's Chatty Cathy, just whip out a book, and that's this book. So only the owner of this can do that gag.
Especially if you're laughing really hard. Just you're just losing it.
That big sigh that people have after a really, really hearty laugh. Woo! Oh, yeah. What are you reading? Nothing. I like that everybody laughed the second time. I didn't change it at all. It's like when it's funny in the trailer and you still laugh when you see it in the movie. Speaking of movies, there's a gentleman on this panel who, as I understand it, not only enjoys movies, but has listened to this podcast maybe more than a couple of times.
Indeed, I
which
have.
Which is hard, rare to say about a panelist.
I'm a fan of the podcast.
Like you and John Favreau are the only ones, and Edgar Wright, you're the only ones that listen and then come on. Another first-time guest, you guys. Give it up for Grant Lyon, everybody. Stand-up comedian. Do people ever try to French up your lion and go Leon?
They do indeed.
Oh.
It happens times. The one that people always do the most is add an S to it, though.
Lions.
Yep. And I always just, my dad line is just like, nope, there's only one of me. Learn that from my dad. Get to throw that out there.
If I were you, I'd say, what do I look like to you, Scar and Simba? Where's my book? Just hold that up like a applause sign. Whatever joke just doesn't go over. Yeah, see? It's perfect. No, I'm going to put that away. That's dangerous. That's dangerous for a comedian to have. And what did you contribute to the bag, Mr. Lyons?
I contributed some organic jelly I got at the farmer's market here in Madison.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if when I held it up to the light, you could see a bug in there because it kind of looks like Jurassic Park.
Have you been to that farmer's market, Doug?
Jurassic Park Jam. No, I haven't.
We were here over the weekend, and people are so into it. Like, when we touch down, people are like, oh, you got to go to the market. You got to get to that market.
Like, every stranger on the street is like, oh, you're visiting? Market.
Get to the market.
Definitely
and
Saturday
then
market.
We went there, and you know what it is? It's a farmer's market.
Yeah. It's pretty standard.
I feel like you guys haven't been other places.
A lot.
You guys... But why did you never ask the follow-up when they say you gotta go and say, well, why? What's so special about it?
Well, people were just like, it's fucking huge!
There's fresh produce!
It's kind of a normal size.
Yeah.
There's tons of corn.
Lots of popcorn. Lots of popcorn stands. Yeah. So many popcorn stands.
Yeah, when I come to a town and everybody's like, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, like they keep saying that, that's the last thing I'm gonna do. I'm gonna, just to spite them, I'm gonna sit in my hotel room and watch Snowpiercer again.
You just go to Target, buy all your produce there. That's the biggest fuck you could ever do to a farmer's market.
I hate to break this to you, Cameron, because I look like a pretty healthy individual, but I never buy produce. And flying in, especially, these guys were performing here this weekend, but this gentleman I coaxed into flying in just for this specifically. Please give a big warm welcome to D.C. Pearson, everybody.
Hey, guys. Hello. I will try to be half as funny as a notebook that says comedy on it that the people of Madison literally cannot get enough of.
Again, maybe they haven't left this city.
So what's this crap that you brought for the bag?
Oh, why, Doug, that's my young adult novel, Crap Kingdom, that has recently come out in paperback and is available wherever fine books are sold.
I messed up by having
words on the pages, so you can't do, like, a fun goof on anyone, but I'll know for next time.
No, this is still pretty good if you're like laughing too hard and they say, what are you reading? And you go, and you show it to them.
Or what if the blank comedy book is in the Crap Kingdom book? Like porn
like
you're hiding in high school? Yeah. What? Nothing.
People don't do that anymore, right? No one does that anymore, right? No one's there's no nudie mags anymore, right? People aren't hiding.
They
like
still sell porn at the airport.
That's true. They
porn,
also,
you mean
porno mags.
In the form of like a $9.95 like 2-hour Wi-Fi subscription or what?
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Is porn blocked on the plane? I don't think I've ever tried it.
Someone here knows for certain.
I guess not.
There was a weak clap back
if Rick
there.
Scott were here, he'd know.
I mean, people have to still be arting their porn because people are still ashamed that they watch porn, which is silly. We should just move on from that.
I meant to say
that.
Scott Walker.
There he goes.
You said Rick Scott?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I think he's another politician.
Oh,
I think
okay.
He's like, I think he's in Florida or something.
I'm a straight shooter. I have two first names. Rick Scott. I like that guy.
Looking at the wrong side of the paper.
DC is the star, I should mention, of one of the biggest movies of the summer, Captain America.
Star.
The Winter Soldier.
Star.
That's my movie that when I'm on a plane, instead of watching, you know, another movie that's probably, you know, new to me, I just take comfort in just watching that thing over and over again. And so I've seen your scene a few times, and it's good.
Thanks, man. Happy with how it turned
out. Good job you did there.
Yeah, DC steals that scene. He absolutely does. Who has seen that? Have you seen DC in that
scene? Oh, you mean he's funnier than Scarlett Johansson and Chris Evans?
He's
no offense to either of those
computer.
Past or hopefully future guests. Chris Evans has been on the show a couple times, and he kind of came off a little owner-turkily. That's going to be an expression for when somebody does that. Oh, shit, he owner-turkled. but yeah, so you have you do you have any funny stories as a result of being in that scene in the movie? Like, did you go see it and tap the person in front of you on the shoulder after it's over and said, "What'd you think?"
Good movie, right? Yeah. Super creepy. I'm wearing my costume from the movie.
Or you just after the scene, you just go, "There I was," and then leave.
Peace. Roll the credits. Yes. And then I just jetpack out of the theater.
It's downhill from here, y'all. You could stay for this downhill bullshit. I'm out.
Winter Soldier, I'm the Summer Soldier. I take my shirt off, put on sunglasses, and die. I just die right there in the seat. That's what you do when you can't think of an end to your riff. You just die. Fictionally.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Grant, have you been with your busy stand-up comedy schedule? I guess you probably see a matinee or two.
I do see occasionally. Actually, I haven't gone to see a movie in a little bit. The last movie I saw in the theaters was Edge of Tomorrow, which I loved. I love that movie a lot.
So good.
So good. Mm-hmm. And I also, I love how, like, I feel like this wasn't a thing when we were kids. Action movies weren't funny. Nowadays, like, action movies are funny all the time. I feel like Captain
There's
America...
There's some funny action movies. Die Hard, I feel like, is funny.
I guess
Jaws Raiders is pretty funny. Star Wars is funny.
I wasn't allowed
Connor's
to watch
haircut,
any of those.
The original Terminator is funny.
Terminator 2
pretty, pretty solid theory there, Grant.
Now we just list all of the things that were... No, I have ample proof that you are incorrect.
But this is my
And
personal.
Grant Lyon is lying about how funny action movies were. Vote for Rick Scott.
I feel like the reason...
Let's play Douchebag Build-A-Title.
Oh, Rick Scott Walker, Texas Ranger.
I didn't have to pull out the book, listeners.
I feel like the reason that movie works so well is because Tom Cruise is supposed to be a dick in it. And we all know that he's a dick now. Like, that's been revealed. So when he plays like a cool guy, we're like, I don't think so.
Not buying it.
And Emily Blunt is like my new Sigourney Weaver.
She's amazing.
She's making it happen
awesome.
For me in a serious way. Oh, you hold that, girl. Hold it. Oh, you hold that. I'm talking about her yoga pose. And also my breasts. I want her to hold my breasts.
I haven't seen it. She does yoga in the film?
No, at my house. I'm talking about...
Gotcha.
When we have sex,
no, like
married.
The first time he sees her, she's on the ground holding herself up just by her pinkies or whatever.
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah. I thought, I was like, I haven't seen the movie and I was looking forward to it. And then you said that she does yoga in it. And I was like, I'm good for video.
It's
like the toughest yoga, trust me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Cool. I know that seems like it doesn't make any sense, but no, she's super cool. But it's definitely pinkies. Okay. It's definitely
it's like
pinky balancing.
It's like Cirque du Soleil yoga.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
So expensive.
Yes, it's expensive to get into.
Yes, French.
And French. But yeah, that movie, it still didn't get its due because I think it had the kind of a Tom Cruise anchor around its neck. I think people, especially since it kind of looked like it could have been called Oblivion 2, sort of a very similar setting. And also, you know, just kind of... Also, just marketing-wise, might look too much like Elysium, which was disappointing to people.
Totally.
And it also, you know... Looks like Groundhog Day.
I had
like just kind of makes me want to watch Groundhog Day again. Yeah,
I had no desire to see it actually, like from the previews or anything. But so many of my friends were like, "I'm telling you, go to watch it."
Yeah,
like,
it's
just
really
suck
well
it
done
up.
For the most part. Now that it's been out for a while, I'll finally say this. Maybe I've already said it, but I think when it gets just kind of more of a clearly stated weird mission they have to do at the end, like blow up the Death Star or whatever it is. Once it gets to that point, it's just kind of routine action for the rest of the movie and nothing amazing happens.
No, there's no restarting the day like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, once
day
that
anymore.
Stops, yeah. But we're saying too much, I guess. Some people wait forever to see things now, but...
Absolutely. I mean, I think I'm waiting for the supercut of just Emily Blunt with an airplane propeller or a helicopter or whatever. Like, I watch that until the day I die. Just make that for me, please.
Emily Blunt yoga montage.
Yeah.
Or
do you guys not see this movie, or do you not care about
Emily
Blunt?
Are you Nazis? Did she just call you Nazis?
Or do you not know that I'm a lesbian? What if this is not working?
Did you not see this movie?
Did you
murder this movie in cold blood?
That airplane porn guy is like uncomfortable again. He's like, they have my number on a number of levels. I'm a guy that watches porn on an airplane, and I'm a Nazi hiding in Wisconsin. And I love podcasts.
It's the one time I come out of hiding. There's a live podcast.
My name tag is for apt pupil.
Yeah.
It says, let's just hear Ian McKellen out, you know?
I really want somebody to stand up right now and in a German accent go, what, that I was! And then they leave. That's a DC Pearson callback. It's going to be very funny on the podcast.
People at home are going to like it?
Yeah, people at home are going to love it.
Dear Comedy on State, may I have another Tito's vodka and soda? And that's not three things. There's a vodka named
Can
Tito.
Can I have men?
And I don't want one specific guy's vodka. I want vodka that's called Tito's vodka. What about you, Cameron? Have you been to the movies lately?
The last thing I saw was Snowpiercer, which you brought up earlier.
That was pretty cool,
good
right?
Good movie.
I thought it was
pretty unique.
I feel like it could have cut off for me a lot. So, like, I didn't care about the ending at all, but Jesus, Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, she's quite the actress, I've decided. Like, she really will do, you know, seems like fearless and not afraid to be... Like, she's kind of the female Nicolas Cage, I think.
I think if she's triangulated, it's like her, David Bowie, Nicolas Cage form a perfect triangle of power. And none of us can defeat that if they ever join forces.
It's weird that David Bowie never gave, like, a really hammy performance. Like, whenever he was in something, he played pretty low-key characters all the time.
I feel like you don't remember the
Goblin King?
Yeah.
What, in Labyrinth?
Did he yell at people in Labyrinth?
Did he yell at people in that? Or was he more like a suave, like Jeremy Irons kind of bad guy?
He danced the magic dance.
He danced the magic dance?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the mayor,
take off your
the
pants.
The mayor of Madison just said. He danced the magic dance, Doug. If you can find your own way to the city limits.
Performance in that is 90% codpiece, honestly. Yeah. But I couldn't look away.
I guess I gotta revisit that one. But give me another example, like the man who came to Earth. He's catatonic, and the hunger, and when he played Tesla, he didn't yell at anyone. In The Prestige. All right, so moving on. Snowpiercer, check it out. See if you like the whole thing or not. But certainly worth seeing.
For
and,
sure.
DC, what have you been up to?
I did see Snowpiercer. I very much enjoyed it. And then also on iTunes, I rented Under the Skin this week and really liked
it. How
did
that work out for you?
I liked it a lot.
Who'd you watch that with?
My girlfriend.
Oh. That guy's so bummed!
That guy kind of knows which way I was going with that. Like you're about to hit play and your buddy runs into the room and throws himself in front of the...
What we're missing here is that he said it in like an old-fashioned Robin Williams way. He went, no.
Nope.
No. Oh, no. Oh. 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 Listen, pilgrim.
Ooh, Mindy.
I think I read that situation in an opposite way, because for me, that was just him being brokenhearted over the fact that you mentioned a girlfriend.
But sir, why did you say that, genuinely?
It's fucking creepy as shit.
Oh, the movie's creepy as shit?
Says the guy, no joke, wearing a glow-in-the-dark Lucha Libre mask.
Don't watch an art movie with your girlfriend. It's too creepy, says glow-in-the-dark Lucha Libre basement comedy club man.
Yeah. There's nothing better than the word spoken through vinyl.
Creepy.
The guy that looks like a picture they the art department of True Detective would have rejected. Ah, too scary. We can't have that on our nice family show. Really liked it. Liked Under the Skin.
Yeah, I guess I gotta see it. It's just like, I'm kind of with that guy. Just sort of like, sounds like Scarlett Johansson really puts it out there.
She does. She's.
Nobody saw Lucy?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's interesting that those are both out like at
right.
the same time, and they both seem like she's sort of like otherworldly.
For sure.
It's just kind of like everything finally caught up to the idea that Scarlett Johansson is just above all humans. She's perfection. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Under the Skin.
And she's a good actress, which is really
for sure.
Weird.
For
no,
sure.
But I also think it's funny that like when a woman gets that hot, we're just like, she's either going to eat us or we're going to put something in her. We don't know what else to do. Like, we can't function or process how attractive she is. We're just like, we gotta make her a murderer of us, or we gotta put some shit in her belly.
Yeah, she looks pretty good. She's probably gonna lead us into a dark building in Ireland and subsume us in some kind of black goo. That's the sheriff putting an APB out on her, I guess. Like some southern sheriff. Like, we have a Scarlett Johansson type individual. She's probably an alien being that's in cahoots with some kind of motorcycle xenomorph. They're going to ride around Ireland or Scotland or wherever. A lot of long, long shots makes you think about alienation.
And that is the plot of the movie Prometheus, actually.
It's a funny coincidence that this conversation is even happening, because I had previously written down that I wanted to do a round of love like, hate like, and the subject being Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. It's really, we open up this can of worms. Let's get into it. So we're going to take turns. You got to say a movie of hers that you love, and then a movie of you, and then we'll go around next round, movie that you like, you know, just like it. It's okay. A movie of hers that you hate, and then a movie of yours that you hate yourself for liking. And that's why it's called Love Like, Hate Like. And you can pass once, because some people don't want to hate, or some people just don't want to like. But everybody needs to love. Let's start with love. And Grant, what's a Scarlett Johansson movie that you love?
I love The Avengers.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who's going to argue with you about that one?
I am. That's going to be my hate.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're jumping ahead. And I can't wait to find out why that's your hate. I didn't give it my love because it's not. I don't think it's a Scarlett Johansson movie so much, you know? I mean, she's definitely in there.
I don't know. She's got a pretty sweet introduction. She like jumps up out of a chair and kicks.
She's
a bunch
got a
of
lot
guys.
Of business, but when are they just, you know? I guess now with Lucy and Under Her Skin are probably both doing well, so they'll probably give her character her own movie. But she should just have her own movie.
Yeah, they'd better. She's cool.
All right.
Doug and I decided they're going to make another Marvel movie, guys. Don't worry.
Don't you fret. Nobody saw Guardians of the Galaxy? I saw it.
Can't wait. Haven't seen it.
It's another movie that when I tweeted this the other day, when it's on airplanes, I'm just going to watch it over and over again. I just like so tickled that it exists and that it's so like there's some belly laughs in there that are like that like really you know quirky moments, quirky humor. It's not all on the nose, you know. I loved it. And did you guys stick around for the scene after the credits?
Oh yeah.
What? I'm not saying why did you stay, but like, that's, you know how they introduced Jason Statham at the end of the last Fast and Furious? Hang on a second. You don't know that Jason Statham.
It's me, mate. I'm the new Guardian, mate. Oh.
They, I'm not going to give anything away. Relax. Maybe I will.
My favorite thing is I missed the middle, like, three or four Fast and the Furious movies, and then when I saw Fast 5 and, like, Fast 6, you would stick around afterward, and they would be like, this guy's back, and it would be some character I've never heard of before, and the entire theater would go, whoa! And yeah, I could just be so smug in my indifference. It was great. I loved it. That's Movie Memories with DC Pearson. It's my podcast, Inside Ducks podcast, where I tell stories that don't go anywhere. And I interrupt the flow of the show. Back to you, Cameron.
They introduce... Wait, that's not... It's my turn. They introduce... They introduce Jason Statham in the last one that he's going to be in the next one. And when we mentioned that on the podcast, people flipped out. So I'm not going to make that mistake again. But my point is that I don't think it's giving away too much to say that there is a sort of introduction in the last scene of Guardians of the Galaxy. And it has me concerned. That's all I'm going to say about it. And we'll talk more, you know, we're going to be talking about this movie for a while because there's a lot to talk about, and I hope to get, Chris Pratt was on Douglas Movies once, and I want to get him back, but, you know, he doesn't answer my calls because I don't have the specific number. So it's really hard to get him on the phone because I'm just dialing numbers and... I mean, I got to narrow down to I think I know what area code he's in.
You're just outside in Hollywood. Pratt!
Pratt, yeah. Pratt, Pratt. That's his Twitter name. Pratt, Pratt, Pratt.
That's really messed up, Chris. If you're listening, pick up the phone.
Which Scarlett Johansson movie do you love, Cameron?
Oh, Lost in Translation.
Yay, that's mine,
yeah.
too.
And you know, when I first saw it, I didn't like it because I saw it, I think I was too young. And then I like re-saw it last year or something like that. And I was just like, oh, I am the idiot. So my point is, we can grow and change. And that, not only is Scarlett Johansson amazing in that, and God, she gives a great performance because she's so young, but also that's like the last great Bill Murray, like before he's just coming to your wedding, Bill Murray. Like, we've lost him. He's gone. We've lost him. He's going to food trucks. It's over.
He's actually tending bar here as a goof.
Yeah, he was at the farmer's market.
He's got a new one coming out. The title's impossible for me to remember because it doesn't seem to connect to anything. What's it called?
St. Vincent.
It connects to something. There's a performer, lady, band called St. Vincent, so it's very confusing. But St. Vincent looks like kind of a Rushmore-ish kind of thing with Bill Murray and a kid, so maybe the magic will be recaptured, which would be hard to do, though, because Rushmore is an amazing movie. But yeah, I agree with you about Lost in Translation, but I loved it the very first time I saw it, even though it's, you know, super slowly paced, which is just, it turns out that's a Sofia Coppola thing, except for the bling ring, which is very fast-paced because the entire time you feel like you're in the elevator at a W hotel.
I love that reference
so much.
The music's always
thumping is my point, you guys. And stay in a Hampton. Which Scarlet movie do you love, DC?
Oh, man, Doug. Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Of course.
I feel like she gives a really...
What was I thinking?
Just
he's gonna
to be
save.
Able to be in a scene with I know him as DC Pearson, and to be able to hold your own, I thought was really, really amazing, and to resist the overwhelming urge to not even do anything sexual with him, but just like get coffee and tell him what he's always known, which is that the two of you would just be great friends, is really great, and to just make it about the work, and she
did. Who was nicer, Captain America or the Russian lady?
They were both super nice.
Equally?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Because I don't know her, but I know him, and he's really nice.
Yeah, they were both nice. It was that thing that you would always want to happen where you'd be like, I bet if I met Scarlett Johansson, she'd be like super cool, and we would like laugh around and stuff. And we did.
It was everything you dreamed of?
That was
not
the
everything.
Limit. I have very realistic expectations.
I was just saying, certainly not all your dreams.
That's why
dreams.
You watch Under the Skin with your girlfriend the whole time. You're like, I made her laugh. She and I are buds. Lost in Translation was mine, of course. So now let's go back to you, Grant, for a ScarJo movie that you like.
I liked Don John. I
I thought that's reasonable. That's a good slot for that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
it's not perfect. It felt like a long short to me.
No.
Yes.
No.
This guy.
Same guy.
This guy watches all of these things alone. And doesn't even want them discussed publicly.
That's Lucha Libre man's private shame.
You're gonna give me a boner. Stop talking about her. Or just at least talk about what you hate about her.
And there's never any positive yelling out. It's just like this visceral, like, no! Like,
but Don John is definitely worth seeing for Tony Danza alone.
Yeah.
That guy kills it in that movie. When he first sees Scarlett Johansson, that sums up Scarlett Johansson in one moment. Because he's just like, does not hold back on just making... He makes a sound... If leering was a sound... If you could make a leering noise,
a cat call like, with his eyes.
Like, which one do you like, Cameron?
I only like Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
There was not enough D.C. Pearson in it?
I just felt like it was lacking D.C. Pearson. No, I'm just kind of done with superhero movies. I'm really ready for the next.
Oh, you gotta see Guardians.
I am. I'm really excited to see it. I'm really excited to see Guardians, but
it's definitely different and also open to a really big universe that includes a character that I'm curious about.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about things that'll be a little bit different. I actually really did like the movie, but I left being just like, I don't remember anything
You're
about that besides
more, like,
DC.
More grounded characters, more like, who are the other people in the world? The guy that works at the Apple store that bugs them when they're trying to run away from the bad guys. What's his deal?
Yeah, what kind of powers does he have?
Would he like, yeah.
Does he have an iPhone that when he throws it at somebody, it might come back to him?
Yeah.
In that they'll go, hey, that was fucked up, but I realize this is an expensive phone, so I'm giving it back to you.
I mean, I just also felt it was weird that like Chris Evans was wearing such a tight shirt all the time and your beautiful body was so covered up. That was one of my least favorite parts of the movie.
Well, all those guys at the Genius Bar should be wearing tighter shirts.
Don't you think? I wanted more D.C. Pearson bod. Take out that nudity clause is my point.
Yeah, they felt that the audience would be too aroused.
That's what I was saying.
And they felt it would hurt the movie's aftermarket.
Yeah. Right.
No!
Because, right. Like, from behind, you are my type.
She likes long hair and a mannish butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She likes a butt that could be best described as like a Costco brand butt. She likes a Kirkland signature butt in some Old Navy pants. And I appreciate that.
What's a movie that you like from your best friend Scarlett Johansson?
I like Ghost World.
Me too. I put it between Love and Like Ghost World. I enjoy that movie quite a bit. I think her and what's her name, Thora Birch, who kind of has disappeared. I think they made a good team. I went with The Man Who Wasn't There, the Coen Brothers movie, Black and White. She's not in it that much, but she is in there. And Billy Bob Thornton, who he just proved with Fargo, I think is like, if he wasn't such a nut bar, he'd be like our finest actor. I mean, he is. I mean, he's a great actor. I thought he was great on that show. What do you hate from Scarlett Johansson, Grant? Ryan?
I feel guilty saying it, but I hated. He's just not that into you. I know.
Why do you feel guilty about it?
I feel guilty about it because it's a great stand-up comedian that wrote that book and stuff. And
Greg Grant wrote that book, but he knows that the resulting movie was a giant pile.
Yes, it really was.
It's not going to be a shock to him. Plus, he doesn't listen to this show.
It's just going to be awkward.
And also, the checks are probably clearing. I imagine Warner Brothers is still in ship shape.
We've added a third brother.
Cameron, do you hate anything that Scarlett's
done? Yeah, no, I hated the movie The Avengers. I did not like that movie.
Oh, right, that's right. You already told us that. Why did you hate it and one person agrees with
it's
you?
It's the fucking guy!
Oh, it's... Dr. No agrees
Don't
with you.
Don't keep me on my side!
It was a vortex of negativity over.
I was hoping it was Loki that was clapping.
Unfair! Give
me equal time.
You know what? He was great. He was the best part of that movie. And I thought for me that movie is where I hit my superhero movie limit, because like nothing happened except it was like a dick measuring contest between powerful men where they were just, I was so sick of what a boring.
Right, and the guy with the arrow had the smallest one for sure.
Yeah, his. Bitsy one that he carried in a quiver on his back, but I thought you want me to believe that the world is ending and these guys are just like just fucking do something.
Yeah, that would never happen in the real world. The world would never be falling around us.
Well, you know what?
Powerful
maybe
men were like, hey, did you do that or not? And you did, didn't you?
Maybe the
fuck
problem.
You, man. No, fuck you.
Maybe the problem is like my deep and utter distaste for men.
That might do it. That might do it.
Because also, like, I loved that when they, and I loved how much better a job they did with Scarlett Johansson's character in your movie, because in that movie, they
in my
even
movie that I conceived.
In the movie you wrote. Because in the Avengers, like, all these aliens are coming down, and they just give her two tiny pistols that look like they have one shot in them each. Yeah. And she's just like, okay, I'll do the splits for a while. You guys get to work.
Pretty amazing, I just realized, that Marvel hired a guy named DC. Has that one happened yet, that joke?
Yeah, a couple people online.
Okay.
Stan Lee. Stan Lee was like, hey, true believer, go fuck yourself. And then he, like, mopped away because he was pretending to be a janitor or some shit.
So, DC, if you have a movie that you hate, I know you're best friends with her, so you don't want to be too cruel. You could whisper it.
I honestly, honest to God, cannot think of a movie that she's in. If I looked at her entire filmography, I probably could. I can't. I will pass and take the space to say that I would like them to make a Hawkeye movie based on Matt Fraction's Hawkeye comic books. Are tremendous, funny, cool, noir, awesome comic books that everyone should read. Just, guys, we got to support Marvel. They're dying, you know? They're not making any money. But yeah, I cannot think of one. But, you know.
Well, it's my turn.
You got it.
No, pass.
Oh, pass.
I looked at the fucking list and I went, there's not a movie on here that I hate of everything she's been in. But, you know, there's some that are kind of boring and I haven't seen Under the Skin yet. But I couldn't find one that I hated, so I pass.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Is there one that you hate yourself for liking, Grant?
Yes. The Island, because it's like the
Sir, like we have a match.
Yes. It's like the most
It's
bullshit,
my favorite
like,
Michael Bay movie.
But it's like, it's this awesome premise that he's just like, let's not explore this premise at all. Let's just blow shit up. Like, that's, it'll be great.
That's
there's
not
still
our
enough,
Michael Bay.
There's still enough cool stuff in it, including, like, for men and women alike, I imagine, those tight white outfits that they're wearing are awesome. And then, also, though, just for the sheer acting bravado of it, when, you know, again, spoiler for this movie that's 10 years old or whatever, 15 years old, but Ewan McGregor, when his robot him meets real him and they have the different accents and mm-hmm. he's playing acting with himself, he is quite good.
Yes.
He's really
and
good.
He also has glasses to differentiate the yes. two of them.
Yeah, that,
know, which
that
one's
helps.
Good, which
that
one's
helps
bad,
us.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. There, yeah, it could be. It's like when Face Off came out, I thought that Travolta did a good Nicolas Cage, but then Nicolas Cage couldn't do Nicolas Cage again. Yeah. But it's, you know, I it's fun to see a fun acting challenge like that and for somebody like him to pull it off. He also did in Down by Law, he pretended to be a different guy. He was two guys.
Never
and,
seen that.
Oh, it's I like
he
it.
He pretends to be Jude Law in that one, right?
Yes. What do you got, Cameron?
I hate yourself
for liking it.
Yeah, the movie Her. I'm upset that I liked that movie because I disagree with the gender politics that are happening in there. I don't like that there's a dude who wants to have a lady at his beck and call that lives in his little phone. But I also like was really excited to see it.
What if they made a sequel called Him? And it was about if Jesus had a friend in his phone.
But see, I think you can can make that movie, but since they're already, I mean, women are already in the position that, listen, I'm not going to have time to explain gender politics to you motherfuckers.
But also, but
the movie does prove that even computer women are bitches.
No, all she wants is just her own life and to take care of herself. For God's sake, go make your own schedule and your own sandwich. And Jesus.
Make your own sandwich, lady in the computer. Put a little extra mayo on it if you want.
But I also really love like technology movies. I really love sci-fi movies, and I was so excited to see it because of the. I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be so awesome!" And then I loved the pants.
You just want to live in a world where all of them are high-waisted pants. That's a world for me.
What a some dream pants.
I should have said that one for love, because boy, that was a good movie. And I feel like even though it was very highly rated, it was not rated highly enough. And I do think that, I mean, the gender
it
politics
was a
thing,
mood
I feel
piece,
like
a lot of
I feel
it.
Like to a certain degree, I feel like it's being critical of the things that you're describing, that you're thinking is saying thumbs up about.
Also, Amy Adams then starts dating a male computer in that movie. Right?
First of all, I love that a dude's voice was just like, yep.
Yeah. Why did you have to say that in the fucking Adam Driver inside Llewyn Davis voice? Yep. Outer space. Whenever you're agreeing
that
with
that scene is so weird.
Yep.
Like that they're making a novelty song that they think is gonna be a big hit.
And then it is, I think.
In the story, it's a big hit?
I think at the end, it's
Llewyn
like trending
didn't,
to
Llewyn
being...
didn't get part
exactly,
of that royalty.
Exactly. Now the yup guy totally undermined my point, so I cede it to you.
I understand what you're saying about Amy Adams. I'm just saying that we do live in a world where some men want women that will just like work for them and take care of their shit, and I do think that if it's like flipped the other way, it's just a different story. It's like less what we're seeing. It's less of an actual
She doesn't work
problem.
For him, though. She just hangs out with him.
Hodor.
Wait, what is... What is Dr. No trying to say now?
I think he said Hodor.
He said Hodor.
What does that mean?
It's a character from Game of Thrones that can only say his own name.
No, I see
but
why
we
you
know
yelled
that
out
not
right
that guy,
now.
Because
yeah.
he said things besides Hodor. So his fucking verbal cosplay is bullshit. Because if he was really trying to verbally cosplay as Hodor, he would have only said Hodor. So, you know.
Yeah, I feel like we should move
totally
on.
You're totally blowing it. And if you dress up as Groot, you better only say, "I am Groot," for the entire evening. So maybe this Halloween, don't put on that tree costume.
The movie, the Scarlett Johansson movie that I hate myself for liking is Eight-Legged Freaks. I saw it when it came out in the theater. I thought it was a pulpy, fun, good time.
She wears like a sheriff outfit, right?
I don't know. I think she's a teenage girl in that. Does she wear a sheriff's outfit? Anybody know if she wears a sheriff's outfit? Anyone can answer except for one person.
And also, we already know what his answer is. It's narrowed down to two different words.
I thought that movie was a hoop.
Well, all right. And I of course, went with The Island because I just recently was it was on cable and I was in. I just started watching and kept watching and until it was done. And I didn't watch it until it was done. I watched it until I was done. Boy, no! I couldn't even get the comedy sign out fast enough. The comedy sign is like it's like keys in a purse. It went right to the bottom. Never to be seen again. This was a really fun chat portion of the show, so I feel bad that we're a little behind, but so that means that right now I've got to say, let the games begin! Take control, Madison, of your name tags. Bring them out of the shadows. Oh. House lights are up. Oh, there's so many more than I could see earlier. I really need glasses. You guys go ahead and select who you'd like to play for. Just go pick the name tag that speaks to you. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
And we're back. Thank you guys for bringing so many amazing name tags. Really appreciate it. And, you know, also appreciate that people don't seem to get mad when they don't get picked. They're just sort of like, yeah, I spent a couple minutes on this. Speaking of which, Grant, who are you playing for? Looks like you put a lot of work into that. It's Frankenstein.
Frainerstein? What's your name?
He changed it to Frainerstein because his last name is Frainer. Oh, Rainer? Your first name is Rainer?
My last name is Frainer.
I, Rainer Frainer. Do you hereby? Okay, so Grant's playing for Rainer. For Prince Rainier.
I just loved it earlier because when you ask people to hold up your signs at the beginning of the show, they're sitting in all the in the complete back row, and they were holding up so hopefully, like maybe you could see
maybe,
all the way back there.
Maybe
and
Doug
I love
will
the
suddenly
hope
have
that was in their eyes.
They'll suddenly have like an amazing vision, see back here. But you got picked. Good for you, Cameron. Who are you playing for, Cameron?
I'm playing for Alex Ha, because I really love the movie Francis Ha.
I love that movie, too.
Ooh, good movie.
So good. And also, he took the time to take a picture of himself, put it into there, then crumple it up and make it disgusting.
And don't read what it says on the back, because that's if you lose today, we'll say that person's a shithead. And then, DC, who are you?
This is by Mike, and he has superimposed you and himself into the poster for Mystery Team, which is a movie me and my comedy group there, a comedy made. I was thrilled about it.
They really tugged at your heartstrings with that one, huh?
How'd you figure out DC was going to be here, the person whose name tag that is?
The internet.
What, the internet? Oh, goddamn internet. Yeah, no, because of the stand-up show we're doing later tonight, they put his picture there because they wanted people to know he'd be in that show also.
Stalker.
And he's good with the internet.
So were you just playing? You were just like, I'm just playing the odds that he's super narcissistic.
Yeah.
Well, it paid off, didn't it? Always believe the worst of people.
People put my face on these things all the time, and I'm like, I'm not picking it. Why would anybody like, oh, look, it's Doug on there. I gotta have that one. All hail Doug. So we gotta do this quickly. We gotta play a quick round of how much did this shit make to determine who goes first in the Leonard Maltin game. And so in this game, we'll start with DC and then go to Grant and then Cameron. And the idea is... I don't know if I've ever played this one at UCB, Cameron, so you may not have heard of this before, but the idea is that, movies have an amount of money that they made, their total box office in the North America, and I go to boxofficemojo.com and find out in millions how much this movie made, and you guys all have to guess, and Price is Right style, you have to guess the closest in millions without going over. And since we interrupted it the other night in Traverse City, the movie is Roadhouse. Wow. And, you just have to guess. Like I said, we'll start with DC first. How much do you think that movie made?
I am gonna guess that Roadhouse made. I have literally no. It could have done anything. It could have made hundreds of millions of dollars or $4. I'm
well,
gonna
if it
say
helps
that
you
it
at
made...
all, let me just say that it's a great movie.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if that's a good clue or not.
I'm going to say that Roadhouse made $18 million in the U.S.
He's going with $18 million. Yeah. What do you think, Grant?
I wanted to go 42.
Yeah!
Yeah, oh.
All right, Cameron.
Really got some fans of my guests.
This might blow it, but like I just am actually using how much I think Patrick Swayze is worth. So I'm going to say $100 million.
So you're a big fan of Swayze?
That guy's the best dancer turned actor in the world.
Yeah. He committed to every role. He obviously had to work out a lot, and he had to learn certain skills for each role.
How cool would it be if at the end of The Expendables 3, the end of credit stinger, he like just pulls up in a Camaro, and he's like, I'm back. And he's not even playing a character. They're just like, whoa!
And he's dressed like in Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmark. Because that would be even better.
That would be amazing.
And speaking of amazing, DC takes this one because Grant and Cameron were over because it only made $30 million.
Oh!
Yeah, it wasn't a very big hit, but boy, is it it's fun to watch. Fun to watch and make fun of. What's happening, DC?
Get in the water.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry that I have this big, luxurious table and you guys have to reach down to the ground every time you want a water. But, you know, that's how it works. That's how show business is.
It's the biz.
So we're going to start with you, DC, and then we'll go to which one of you feels more confident in your game abilities and understanding how it works.
I mean, I'm terrified. I know how it works, but I'm scared as shit.
All right.
I know how the game works, but my resting state is terrified.
So we'll go to Grant after DC. And first person at 2 points wins. No pressure. Someone's just going to get a bag of crap. That's my way of making Cameron feel better.
Thank you, Doug.
Doesn't matter if you win. Nobody wants this shit. They're just going to keep the book and throw the rest of it out.
He means the comedy book. My book has two words on the cover, like some bullshit.
Did the publisher reject Bullshit Kingdom?
I was like, but it's for young adults.
You get to pick a category. DC versus Marvel. Would you like deep fried bacon? That's movies where Kevin Bacon smokes weed. Or Pacific Rim. That is indeed about a very specific rim, a basketball rim. It's films that have basketball in it. Or, because this is an even broader category, wins in Scrabble, and that's movies that start with the letter Q. Not in the title. Shit, not in the dialogue. In the title.
I will go with Pacific Rim.
All right. This movie has basketball in it. Three stars from Leonard Maltin. The year of this particular movie is 1986. He says about the film that the lead actor is terrific as usual. If Leonard wrote this review today, he'd say he was terrific as huge. He also says that this movie was written by Angelo Pizzo. P-I-Z-Z-O. And then Leonard lists... 9 names. How many names can you get it in, DC Pearson?
I will take a wild swing and say I can name it in -1 names.
Grant, I'm sorry to do this to you right out of the gate, but I'm happy that it is you and not Cameron that's taking the brunt of this insane assault. Do you think you can go -2 names on this one?
I think you're coming out with some false bravado here. I'm going to say name that movie.
All right, so DC has to name the film and the top billed actor.
I will guess
I won't say if it's right till you've said both.
Okay, I will guess that the top billed actor is Gene Hackman and that the film is Hoosiers.
That's correct.
My
bravado is true.
I know.
You know, honestly, I thought it was Hoosiers, but I couldn't name a second actor in it. I was like, there's no...
I think it's Korn. And then third, Larry Bird.
And you mean the band Korn.
With
they
a
were
K.
all five.
Yeah.
It's actually Barbara Hershey, but her nickname was Korn during the production because that's where people would meet her. Yeah, Barbara Hershey's a slut, jokes. I don't know what she's like.
It's 2014.
She seems
can we
like
move
a nice
past
lady.
Slut shaming Barbara Hershey, please? As a society.
Well, did you see The Entity?
No.
It's horrifying.
You talking about? Are you talking about her vagina?
No, it's a horrifying movie from, I guess it was from the 80s, where, what's her name, Barbara Hershey, she, there's this entity, like a ghost, that there's a scene where she gets raped by a ghost.
Hey.
And it, like, and they made, like, these, you know, breasts that could look like fingers were touching them when they weren't. And stuff like that to simulate it.
What?
It's horrifying.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds like the second scariest rape scene in the world, the first being in the movie Jack Frost.
Please describe that
one,
scene.
Right?
Go on.
There's a snowman, and he comes into the place, and he has a carrot on his face, and then he sees a woman, and the carrot goes down to his snow penis. And he takes his carrot and he...
This really happens?
This is
yeah,
in the movie.
I've seen this film.
Wait, wasn't this like a PG rated
no,
film?
No, there's a horror movie with a similar living snowman premise. You're
yeah,
thinking of the Michael Keaton reincarnated
yeah.
dad
yeah.
one.
I thought we were
you're
like...
thinking of Mr. Mom.
I was like, wow, I know kids are doing this younger and younger, but Jesus.
Wait, you know that kids are becoming snowmen and raping people younger and younger?
You guys didn't do that as children? You guys didn't do that as children?
I think Wayne Fetterman's in Jack Frost.
Oh, that's very
the one
scary.
I was thinking of. Yeah, Barbara Hershey was second billed, and then Dennis Hopper was third billed, and he, of course, was, I believe, nominated for an Oscar for that, I think. Maybe. Who cares? Don't call the corrections department. They don't care. Because I'm just guessing. So what just happened there? DC got a point.
Got a point.
And so now Cameron gets to start us off. She gets to pick the next category. And then we go to Grant. So this is a chance for the two of you to put a point on the board before DC wraps this thing up. Would you like, Cameron... And they're always glad you came, a.k.a. the Jeff Tate category, because it's actors from the program Cheers in movies. They're, you know, so all those people. So it's not a very narrow category. Here's a narrower category. At Horace Inkling suggested on Twitter, Batman versus Bateman. And it's movies that have Jason Bateman and Ben Affleck in them. I think there's like three of those. And then at the Haley Dexter suggested the slogan of the festival I was just at, the Traverse City Film Festival, just great movies. And that's movies with just in the title or great in the title.
I choose that one.
Okay. Would you like, there's only one year that you don't get to pick, 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1985. That he says about this movie that it's performed with gusto by a cast that's aiming to please. It's got just or great in the title, and he says that he also calls it a fast-paced sleeper. Yeah, Leonard's really digging this movie.
This is when Leonard was really into Speedballs, right?
And he names 8 names. I don't think he says a single negative thing, and yet he gives it 3 stars. But he says 8 names. How many names do you think you need to get this, Cameron?
Okay.
Esposito.
8 names.
She's clearly been standing waiting for me to finish this stupid game every week at UCB, and it's sunk in. She knows what to do. Grant, what do you think?
I'll go 7 names.
DC. Name that movie.
DC says name that movie? Holy shit. Throwing it down hard, DC.
Hot Pocket.
We're going to have... I don't know why someone just said Hot Pocket. Go yell that at a Jim Gaffigan show.
Or better yet, fucking don't.
Yeah.
Or don't yell it at all.
Never yell that, unless it's an offer. In which case, sure.
If I was it. He's bidding Hot Pockets?
Yeah.
Do I hear $12,000? Hot Pockets. Sold.
Nothing beats that. Nothing beats that.
All right, so you get, Grant gets 7 out of 8 names. That's the right number, right?
Yeah.
Seven? Okay, so you get everybody but the top billed person.
There's no way you're going to be able to do this.
This is so embarrassing if I can't. Have you ever had anybody have all the names and still not get
Yeah,
the title?
Pete Holmes, The Devil Wears Prada. Pete, this movie was from 2 years ago and it had Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway. And he's like, no idea. But I guess that's probably not a movie that would appeal to him, but still.
I mean, I could have done that one at Stanley Tucci and Adrian Grenier. Okay.
Adrian Grenier.
How did you not?
You dropped a Grenier on us.
How did you miss an opportunity to talk about Emily Blunt? You missed. She's in that movie. Right.
She's in it, yeah.
And you just
doing the hottest yoga.
You know what's tough, though? You put Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt in the same movie. I'm gonna
Did
forget
they cancel
the
each other out?
It. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just like I'm affected in an equal way.
Yeah. I don't know why Pete hasn't seen it. It's a sexy movie. A lot of girls run around, and Adrian Grenier just has a couple of scenes crying back at the house.
Actually,
you're so successful. We don't get to see each other enough.
I totally.
You know what? Screw this drama. Let's. And then he remembers he's not an entourage. Super sad.
I totally saw Anne Hathaway sat next to me in a restaurant once in Los Angeles, and that's how affected I am by her beauty. I was with my sister, and she goes, "Oh my God, that's Anne Hathaway," and I just said, "The Devil Wears Prada!" That loud. I yelled it.
The rare in-person hashtag.
I yelled it.
What did she do? Did she look over?
She didn't. She just like maintained her neck stayed as very long and directly forward, but I left immediately.
All right, Grant, your 7 names are Ari Gross, Sherilyn Fenn, Lee McCloskey, William Zabka.
So far, no, none of them.
You're so fucked. So,
you don't know who Billy Zabka is?
Uh-uh.
Holy shit. Tony Hudson, Billy Jacoby.
Yeah.
And Clayton Rohner. I don't believe the last name would help you at all, if I were to guess.
Do you know this, Cameron? You raised your hand like you knew this.
No, I'm just so happy this is so hard for you.
If I don't get this, DC wins the game.
Well,
it's over.
Yeah, DC takes it down.
But at least I lost even a little bit worse.
Okay, it's got just or great in the title.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the original Great Expectations.
What do you mean the original?
Was
the
there one before?
The black
book,
and white
book.
One?
From,
yeah.
Oh, the book. He means the book.
Yeah. No, I have no idea.
Andy Kaufman reading Great Expectations on a movie screen.
I have no idea. I didn't know who any of those actors
but
were.
Let's have a fun little side game here. DC is the winner. But let's say if I told you it wasn't great and it's the word just and it's from 1985, does that help you at all? Like, say the word just out loud and see where it takes you.
Shush, shush.
Shush, you guys.
It does not help me.
It's not
Karate Kid 2, Dawn of the Boys.
What?
Karate Kid 2, Dawn of Justice.
Now, some panelists would yell at me if I picked that because they would say, that's not the word just, that's the word justice. And then I would take a bottle. and I would smash it on the table, and then the argument would be over. Because my hand would be cut, and I need to go to the hospital. Just one of the guys. Just one
I've
of the guys.
I've never heard of that movie.
I
literally don't know what that movie is.
Oh my
is.
God, where a girl pretends to be a guy in her senior year of high school, and at the prom, she whips out her tits because she's tired of
Mr.
Ray.
It's pretty good.
Plus, she gets a good scoop. And here's the thing about that movie. That's one of those movies that all lesbians have seen when they were really young. Like, before they knew they were gay, and they were just like, oh, that woman is a great man. I'm into this. She's just a great man.
It also features a scene where the characters drink. They're up in the hills, like, drinking, and they're drinking out of cans that just say the word beer on them.
And they're reading out of their comedy notebooks.
It's not great, but when I see it on cable, I do watch for a while, it's especially great to see the scene where she whips her boobs out on cable, on Comedy Central, because then they don't even show it. So, like, the greatest thing that happens in the movie, they can't even show it on stupid.
Are there reaction shots?
Yeah, of course.
So, like, it just cuts away from her?
Like that, you know?
I wish they'd put in, like, a glow of some, of, like, a light.
Oh, it's like the briefcase in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, exactly.
What is that?
Yeah, we happy.
So, D.C. Pearson's our winner, you guys. And since he went -1 and also won the whole game, you're back in the Tournament of Championships.
Groovy. Yeah.
Pile of people. So, we'll get you back in there to compete. And, you know, Grant and Cameron? Well, it's called you Carmen. How many...
It happens all the time.
It must be, like, you must have been... Like, Cameron's probably a little bit more popular now as a girl's name. Like, when you first had it, like, when you were younger, it must have been pretty confusing to
people.
It
was a fucking nightmare. I mean, we're talking about pre-Cameron Diaz days.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Like, the dark time.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Sex Tape that's here in the audience? Really? And you wooed like you liked? It was a good experience? You liked it? Yeah.
She
went from woo to yeah.
My friend.
Well, our friend,
I didn't
friend
realize who... that one could criticize a film. I thought you just wooed when you heard of one you saw.
I hated it. One woo. My friend Sean asked his girlfriend to marry him at Sex Tape.
Why?
In the movie. Because he's a romantic.
Wait, was it because he was just like, nothing could get worse than this? So.
It's only up from here, baby.
Let's get married.
I think it was a beautiful story. Add a beautiful story.
Kumail's in that movie, so...
Well, there you go.
I'm sure it's...
Anytime I see Kumail, I just get down on one knee, grasp around for ring-shaped things,
sure,
and ask
like
passers-by to marry
me. I'm sure it's like a D.C. Pearson and Captain America sort of a thing where you can just focus on him.
He works at the Microsoft store in it. It's kind of a different thing.
His part's pretty funny, I bet. I want to see it. I'll check it out. On a plane. Like, can you imagine seeing a movie called Sex Tape on a plane? And, you know, like, it's weird. Like, some movies, like, I saw Grand Budapest Hotel. I was watching it on a plane. I turned it off as soon as this happened. It was on my own private screen where they show other R-rated movies uncut. But this one, for some reason, they bleeped all the F-words. So it was really weird.
That's
because
so
like
lame.
It was already weird that a Wes Anderson movie had people dropping F-bombs, because I think he's barely ever had an F-bomb in any of his movies. And then this one, they're saying it constantly, and it's like a period piece. And but they're saying F-bombs constantly, and it's dropped out on at least on the airline I was flying on. So
that is weird.
So don't fly if you like movies. It's really not going to work out so good. Grant, do you have anything to plug before we go here?
Go to
Cameron, do you I'm kidding, Grant.
I want Grant.
Grant still gets
say
to
say something.
My moment is over. My moment is lost. Grant Lyon won, the number one on Twitter. That's fine.
Grant Lyon won, L-Y-O-N.
L-Y-O-N.
And yeah, follow him on Twitter and then see what he's up to.
Yeah.
This is a very secretive career. It'd be funny if you go to sign up to follow you and it's your account is blocked.
Yeah. He's a sleeper comedian.
Protect it. Like when I like click on somebody's thing and it says this account is protected, I'm like, protected from what? I want to be in social media, but I don't like the social or the media aspects of it. So I'm just gonna fucking lurk in a weird hole. What do you got coming up, Cameron? You're probably still doing Put Your Hands Together every Tuesday night at the UCB Theater out in Los Angeles, which then is a podcast that's available a day or two later.
Yeah, the podcast is it's a stand-up podcast, and I think we're the only people that are doing that. It's pretty cool. I'm pretty proud of it. I also have an action and sci-fi movie podcast that's called Wham Bam Pow, and you should check that out because I love action and sci-fi movies, and we talk about them there.
Yeah, like the Avengers. You love it.
I also hate action in sci-fi movies, and we talk about that there.
DC, what's going on, man?
Buy my books, The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To, and Crap Kingdom, wherever fine books are sold. They're also on audiobook, so if you listen to like podcasts that always offer like audible.com, free book, whatever, you can go get them. And I read both of them, and they're good. If you like listening to things, listen to them. Oh, yeah. The slow clap for literacy. Slowly building clap for literacy.
Where's, what's it, Mike's mystery team? Where's Mike at? Come get your bag, dude. Yeah. Congratulations. Or here, just pass it to him. And does he want the name tag back? Go to DougLowesMovies.com for all of my dates and deets and links. I've got tons of Douglas Movies tapings all over the place. And I'm going to be back to Madison probably sooner than you guys want because I love it here. Somebody tweeted at me today, I hope those annoying ladies aren't there today. And I think they're gone for good, or I hope they are, because nobody was annoying in the audience today.
And he took off the mask so defeated. He's not wearing the mask anymore.
Might as well show him the real me.
All right, guys, you can have my Ebola.
But who's posted this? Who's Frainer? Where's Frainer at? Rainer. Is this really your shithead on the back? You want me to say that? Sure. Okay. It's a weird one. Okay, they're both weird ones. We're going to go on a weird note. Thank you guys so much for coming. Let's hear one more time for Grant Lyon, Cameron Esposito, DC Pearson. As always, Brendan Fraser is a shithead. And all right, so look at this poster. Okay, that's the poster. And then Rainer says, I, Frankenstein, is a shithead. Stand-up show, but no big deal if you can't make it. I'll be back for Doug Lowe's Movies again on Saturday, October 4th at 4:20. I think that's the right date.